And it'll take me a while to expound on this a bit, but I at least want to release it into the atmosphere by speaking it, and so that you'll know. There are three very important segments in this one verse of Scripture, and I like to take those and break them into sections and do it that way. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, number two. And number three, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. So I made a few notes, and I got thinking about who are the solitary. Now, I can tell you from scriptures that God is the friend of the orphans and the widows, the fatherless, the wandering, the homeless, those that are really alone. And yet through the preaching of the gospel and the hope it brings, a person who has been a loner doesn't fit in anywhere. The Lord takes that person, they get saved, and all of a sudden, they're now in a family where they're cared for, they're loved, they're provided for, they're prayed for. The fellowship, the companionship, the love, all of the things that they didn't have when their life was just being alone. Our government is probably, out of all the countries in the world, even though we sometimes can get rambunctious about all the taxes that are taken from our pay, America has more help for the homeless and the helpless than most of the nations of the world put together. We really do. But God takes that even further. You have everything in His kingdom right now. All of the blessings, all of the promises, all that God has said in His Word, all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. When I think about the opportunities, this is right. Did any of them come up, Aaron, the slides? Yes? Yes, particularly, I'll go with maybe the first five. The first picture you're going to see is the slums in the city of Bangalore, South India. The first time I went, because that's the area that Pastor Sherrard and his five daughters were living, his wife and him, and his five daughters. You, through the grace of the Lord and the provision that He's made, have raised that family out of that kind of poverty and made a huge, huge difference in their lives. Now, the daughters, in turn, okay, you could go to the next one, please, Aaron. When Tom and I went in 2009... I took him to the school called Niriksha. Niriksha is an India word that it means hope. Through their daughters living in those kind of conditions, the Lord put in their hearts to have a school to reach those kids and cause them to be able to learn English, computer skills, math, all of the stuff that we used to teach in elementary school here when we were younger. So that these children would overcome poverty by getting an education. They learned about the importance of personal hygiene, toothbrushing, bathing, all of those things that they didn't have in the slums. And they went right back and they bring those kids to the school. They have to leave their slum clothes and they're washed every day so that they go home. But they have uniforms, in nice clean clothes to wear. And this school has done so well that they go all the way from first grade all the way through high school now, and they just graduated this year 14 students. They can't help everybody, but they made a difference. And you know when it started? When God used us to make that difference. And Simone, you've got countless photos of the Philippines, and so many things have happened. This is Mission Sunday, and I just want you to see. This was so precious. You can do the next one. And there we are meeting with one of Sherrard's daughters, Grace. Now she's the director of that school. And the kids did little skits. They teach them songs in English, and they sing in English as best as they can. But, you know, when I think about the solitary, I wanted to use some photos to illustrate that very point. Those kids were destitute. They lived in those places, and they had no hope. And now they do. And that's Grace, and that's Joy. Grace is on the left, and Joy on the right. And we had the opportunity to just meet those kids. And over the years, we've watched them graduate more kids. They have Muslim kids, Hindu kids, Christian kids, unsaved, but they come there, and their purpose wasn't to put them into groups of religion. Their purpose was to give them a hope and a future. Go ahead, Aaron, please. And Tom just was so loved by the kids over there because he took the time to love them and to pay attention to them. But what a joy it was to just see the scripture in a tangible way that I could bring you to illustrate what God has done with the solitary. And we're going to see some more. How many do you have left there? Let's see. Okay, that'll be the next one. And we'll stop there because I broke them into sections. This is going to be about the ones that came out of their village and Sherrard established a Word of Truth Bible school. And he has usually from 12 to 14 students. And they all got saved, came from different villages, and I have countless pictures of baptisms. I can't show those publicly anymore as I once did. Many of you have seen some of these. But this will be for the next section. I'd like to stop there now. Good plug for the missions offering. But I want to do it all together today so that, you know, this is a full and complete day in that opening scripture. And I know that this just makes a difference. And I can't spend all morning pumping it up because you all know what this is. And I usually just hand the basket out and you hand it to the row behind it. We all know what to do with them. So, yeah, let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We're going to see even more of this opening scripture come to pass before our very eyes today. And we're so thankful that you've taken the finances that we've given. And just like Jesus multiplied the fish and the bread and fed thousands, I thank you, Father, that in such a sense, you've taken this missions offering and you've multiplied it into thousands of dollars. And now we can say with a certainty, we're ready to buy some new plane tickets. Or whatever the need is to send Dr. Solano and Bill and Ging and Wayne's trip coming up in September. Oh, my Father, how you've so blessed us and enabled us to do these things, to make a difference in the lives of others, and we're so thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Because this is how all of that stuff started. I answered an email. Bill went to the phone.